Let's talk about The Boys, episode two. I'm sorry, I keep doing this. Episode five of season two. We gotta go now, where we meet Butcher's aunt.
the alternate pharmaceutical expert.
Although it starts with the Avengers film Dawn of the Seven, but with the real superheroes playing themselves, which I thought that was kind of a fun little bit too.
Well, I mean, but that's also been kind of their whole gimmick, right? Is that they both market and, you know, every heroic deed they do is secretly a press release for the next movie that they're going to make or whatever. Homelander is definitely torturing Maeve. Like, it's painful to watch, make her accept the role that he's cast out for her. It is a little bit weird to see Butcher give up. We're not accustomed to seeing that, you know, but he does credibly just give up. Like, I'm out, maybe Argentina, who knows. And then, to have that moment, of clarity when, what's his name? Black Noir, he catches him, on top of a building. And then all of a sudden it's back to business mode. And you just realize that Butcher is made of stern stuff and can't not, obey his instincts. I thought this was a pretty good one.
Yeah. I didn't love this episode. But it kept my interest and I never rolled my eyes or anything. I thought that the house, the Black Noir, like trapped in the house, side of things was really fun. I wasn't quite sure what they got out of the gas leak, except maybe time. I was a little confused on that. Maybe I just didn't follow it closely enough.
So the gas leak was, like Black Noir could have come in. Or the moment they walked out, Black Noir could have taken him out. So instead, they set up multiple bombs on the inside, and they bought themselves time, like you said, by calling in the gas leak. Ultimately, you're right. That didn't really get them anywhere except for enough time to set up booby traps. And then you had the explosions going off as he got closer and closer. And then ultimately, it didn't stop him. And Black Noir is invulnerable, basically, and is going to definitely kill Butcher. But then Butcher makes up a lie, and then we get a call from Giancarlo Esposito.
What is his
Mr. Edgar?
Name?
Is that his name?
Stan Edgar, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, hey, man, what is this that you got?
And was it like, a lie, though, what that Butcher said? I mean, I could go either way on that.
There was a coy look that indicated that it might be.
I saw that.
Yeah.
But I could also believe that he knows that.
That he does have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fine trapped in a corner piece. And also a snap out of it. You know, you're one of the boys. Get back to work. Mother's Milk sort of is weirdly absent. Like, he's there, but he's also weirdly emotionally absent. It's as though he's leaving it to Huey to fix Butcher, you know, like he's,
well, yeah, cause he's done with Butcher. Really.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I don't know how much I cared. Oh, you know what? I guess I did care. Stormfront and Homelander hooking up kind of broke.
Brilliant. Perfect.
Yes, but it also
inevitable.
It also broke a possibility I was hoping for where we would see
Homelander v. Stormfront.
Yeah, exactly. An unlikely team up between the boys and Homelander for out of necessity.
How does it break? It doesn't break that possibility. In fact, it makes it likely in a different way. Because that relationship is not going to be
a scorned lover kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Right. Who's more scorned than Homelander all the time about everything?
The best scene, though, is when he's grabbing that mic and he's hearing everyone shouting at him, and it is revealed to be just a temporary flash in his mind.
Oh, that was a cool. Yeah, that was a good.
I
good
hated
bit.
That bit.
Him mowing down. Oh,
I was like, oh,
I
wow. Is he really?
I
loved it until they said, oh, no, we're not going to do that. That's we had to do the same. Like, that would have been big, because my issue with the show would have been too big to handle. Yes, I understand that, but my issue with the show has been a little bit.
You just want to burn the world.
I want to see them do more stuff than this. We saw a lot of them in the suburbs. We're spending a lot. We're halfway through the season, and what are we doing? Like, I'm like, let's do it. Let's clash. Let's get the boys, and let's get them in a position to start making moves, so that they're not on the run all the time. Let's get the seven to figure out who's in what position, because we've still spent a lot of time with this A-Train thing and with figuring out
A-Train's going to be dead within two episodes.
Two-thirds of the way through the season, this guy who was killed last season is going to be, you know, that's what it feels slow.
Either that or
a lot of people on TV.
Maybe that's the unlikely pairing. Is A-Train has a reason
to join the boys? Well, that might be interesting. And
Huey has to deal with them. And then same with the Deep. Yeah, the Deep as well.
The Deep and his Scientology clone.
Oh my God. The Scientology stuff I'm loving. I'm loving all the Scientology stuff.
All of the Tom Cruise bits in that interview with Katie Couric. Just which they got Katie Couric for.
It was just genius.
Yeah.
Kids, ask your parents who Katie Couric was, but yeah.
I'm digging the Deep stuff. The A-Train stuff is getting annoying to me, but that could pay off if he becomes an unlikely ally.
A little bit of a beach ball in this episode was Starlight. She just kept getting batted around from one plot point to another without really having her own in this particular episode.
Mm-hmm. Once she did the leak, she's just now like living with being the person who did the leak, which is just not as interesting.
Well,
I think
when she was with Huey, it felt like, oh, okay, she's the lady on the inside. It's going to team up. But this episode, it just felt like, oh, you brought my mom here for why? And oh, we're going to have a weird conversation in the trailer, but why? And yeah, it just, she didn't feel like her story was too strong in this episode.
I can appreciate she feels to me fairly trapped, and it's beginning to feel like the walls are closing in on her, and I could appreciate that. I'm okay with where that's going, especially because Stormfront is just diabolical. I mean, she's in control at all times of everything.
My only question about Starlight is, it seems like everyone knows that she did the leak. Are we waiting for this like a girls get it done thing to be out of everyone's hair, or right? Because
who else knows?
Well,
Stormfront has suspicions
for sure.
A-Train knows, yeah.
Homelander knows.
Thinks he does.
There's a lot of people who think they know and are trying to bluff her into admitting.
Yeah.
I guess that's just where I'm at. I don't know that there are too many more people left to play this waiting game with.
There is a question in, like, Maeve is scared but looks to be on the verge of teetering to the good guy side. We don't have many good guys right now outside of the boys. And the boys are straight up self-confessed murderers of soups.
Correct.
So Maeve, I feel like, is possibly one of the few. Maeve and Starlight are one of the few totally blameless characters in the show. And Maeve has not yet made the switch. I think everything's going to hinge on Maeve at some point, and we're going to hope that she makes the right decision. Kimiko is a hitman. How do we feel about that? And her and Frenchie, you know, trying to talk about it.
I feel like that's just like, I'll wait for that to pay off. That's a nice little nugget to be like, in a future episode, this is going to be really important.
It is C-story fodder to me.
Yeah. Right. Oh, see, you're not impressed with that's any fine. Of that part.
It's
okay.
Fine.
All right.
Oh, just bank it away. It'll be important later.
It's a good reason to have good action stuff and to kind of figure out where she's at, because she's also another character whose allegiance is in flux.
Yeah. Frenchie, as hard as they introduced him and as soft as he is now, is really fascinating to me. Like, he's suddenly, and we've talked about this before, but the idea of Frenchie becoming the spiritual center, the soft, doughy, love-filled middle of the group is pretty crazy.
All right, that is The Boys, Season 2, Episode 5. And that is Spoiler in Time. Thanks for hanging out with us, y'all. We really, really, truly appreciate your support. Patreon.com/cordkillers. And we shall spoil you again next time.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.